There are currently no Rwandan troops on DRC territory. The UN themselves have called for investigation of their own allegations. So they have not had any conclusive proof, but I can say that there are no Rwandan troops currently present on DRC territory. There are currently tens of thousands of ex-FAR Interahamwe forces, those forces that committed genocide in Rwanda in 1994, currently active from where they continue to launch attacks on Rwanda.
Where are these Interahamwe? Do you have aerial photographs or evidence that you could present to the international community of the whereabouts of these Interahamwe?
Rwanda has shared intelligence with the international community and the DRC government on the exact locations of the ex-FAR Interahamwe, their command structure, the individuals most active in launching attacks on Rwanda. But surprisingly, up to now, nothing has been done to disarm and demobilize these forces which committed genocide.
The U.S. State Department is calling for a diplomatic solution to this problem with the Interahamwe, and it's called for Rwanda, Uganda, and Congo to hold high-level talks to ease tensions. Can you describe any of the efforts you're involved in with Uganda or Congo to resolve this problem?
Rwanda has made very many proposals to the international community and to the DRC government as to how this problem can be solved. First of all, we have requested the international community to give an appropriate mandate to its troops currently present in eastern Congo called MONUC. These troops are almost tens of thousands strong. The international community is spending over $700 million a year on them, but they have not given them the mandate to disarm and demobilize these genocidal forces. So we have made the request and the appeal to the international community and the Security Council that these forces should be given the mandate to disarm the ex-FAR Interahamwe. Secondly, in light of the hesitancy and the refusal by the international community to disarm these groups, we have requested and made a number of proposals to the DRC government. We have requested that this government mobilize any friends she might have in the region of her choice to come and disarm and demobilize these groups. This has been rejected. We have made the proposal of joint operations between our forces to deal with this issue. This has been rejected. We have even requested that they allow Rwanda to try and deal with that immediate threat herself within an agreement between the two governments. This has also been rejected. We have even gone as far as making the offer of putting Rwandan troops under Congolese command if the DRC government does not have enough troops to deal with this problem. We have been willing to put Rwandan units under Congolese command for this problem to be dealt with. And this has also been rejected.
Dr. Sezibera, there is in the press mention of a letter reportedly written by President Paul Kagame to the African Union in which he said he hoped an operation, a Rwandan military operation, would not last longer than 2 weeks and would target rebels in eastern Congo. Do you know if this letter is accurate, because it would imply that he has the intention to send troops to eastern Congo to straighten out this issue?
The president, on the 25th of November, wrote to the chairman of the African Union and gave copies to the UN Secretary General and the president of the UN Security Council, begging once again that the African Union and the international community take the problem of the ex-FAR Interahamwe and solve it once and for all. But he also mentions in that letter that if this is not done, then Rwanda is willing and ready to defend herself, and Rwanda hopes that if this ever became necessary, then that operation would target specifically the ex-FAR Interahamwe.
According to newspaper reports, Congo authorities say that Rwanda has failed over the last 5 years, in which it was in eastern Congo, to eliminate the Rwandan Hutu rebels. Why would you think, or do you think, that any future intervention, even a limited one, to 2 or 3 weeks, as mentioned in the letter by President Kagame. Why would it be effective if in 5 years it was not possible to eliminate these rebels?
In the last 5 years, it was not possible to eliminate that threat because these groups received the support of the government of the DRC. And we think that if collaboratively, all of us acting together in the region as the international community, preventing support by any government from these genocidal forces, then this threat would be eliminated.